It's finally here. Stop into Menards for amazing Black Friday deals. A 54-inch giant snow tube is only $9.99 each. Ladies' slippers are just $6.99 a pair. And a men's heated jacket is $49.99. Ah, there's so many great Black Friday deals. I can't list them all. You'll have to hurry to Menards while supplies last to get these and many more Black Friday deals. Sale good Black Friday through December 1st. See Menards.com for details.
Save big money at
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You know who you are?
Steven is my name. Even Steven.
Will you say something, Steven?
Steven or else media.
You're listening to the Superman Super Show, Episode 8, Superman in the Slums. Hello, and welcome to an all-new episode of the Superman Super Show. I'm a host. My name is Ed Moore, actually. It was on the second line of the script, and it threw me.
That's three off.
Yeah, that's okay. So, my name is Ed Moore, and 1,000 miles over there to my left is another host, Steven.
Hello.
And this is where we did it.
It's time for banter.
Yeah, unfortunately, we got a lot of that out right before we started recording this episode. I mean, that was...
We really did.
Good stuff there that we let slip by us.
I can probably use this opportunity now, since I neglected to do it in episode 7. If those of you who maybe watch the episode videos over on YouTube may have discovered by now, yeah, I'm not doing those anymore. It takes up a lot of my time, and... these live streams, they're still there. You're getting all the same thing, just without all the bells and whistles.
And if you really want to watch what the podcast, you know, while it was good, you can listen to the podcast and you can come over here and find the segment of the live recording and watch it. And, you know, hell, if you want, you can even sync them up and, you know, you can listen to the podcast and mute the. No, it won't.
Okay. No, it doesn't work. There's too much choppy there. Yeah, I cut out a lot. There's a lot of, especially when my dog starts barking and I have to mute the phone. The
that's
mic.
That's the good stuff, and yeah, we don't get to hear you yell at him and cuss.
No, poor dog.
I don't get to say, damn shame what he did to that dog.
He was a mean dog. Yeah. So yeah, I do. Yeah. That could be interesting for folks to do, you know, if you want to listen to the episode and then go back and watch
and see
and go, man, he cut out a lot of stuff in that. That's why I think this it can be a lot more fun because you really are getting a lot of stuff in these videos that you don't get in the episode. Matter of fact, we do a lot of talking before we start recording. We do a lot of talking between episodes when we're not recording, and it's all in the video. And you don't have to be here live to catch it all, because the nice thing about these live streams is they stay on the YouTube channel. So
would that make what we're doing now turn out to be the or cut?
Yes.
See, yeah, that's how it should be packaged. Yep. This is the or cut, if you want.
You can imagine them all in a square shape, black and white, if you want to.
Right.
They're audio, so yeah.
All right. So today, as opposed to yesterday or tomorrow, which is when we're recording all the other episodes tonight, today we're looking at Superman in the Slums, which appeared in Action Comics number 8. Now, this comes to us written by Jerry Siegel, penciled by Joe Shuster, inked by Joe Shuster. And probably Paul Loretta. Not too sure of that, but there are indications that it was lettered by Paul Loretta and edited by Vincent Sullivan. Now, Action Comics number 8 was published by DC Comics and has a cover date of January 1939. So what is that, Stephen? That's 83 years ago. Is that right? 93.
I'm not doing math. I'm
80. Yeah, sorry.
I've lost a lot of sleep. I'm not doing math.
Okay. Yeah, fair enough. Okay. In our story, here's what happened. At a session of juvenile court, Clark Kent watches the judge sentence Frankie Morello to 2 years in the boys' reformatory. He hears the members of Frankie's gang whispering to themselves that Gimpy is responsible. Soon, Superman finds them ready to confront Gimpy, and eavesdrops as Gimpy promises the boys plenty of money if they will perform one more robbery. When they leave, he calls the police in order to get them all arrested, but is interrupted by Superman. He tells Gimpy that he's got 1 hour to leave town or he'll have trouble. Get out of here, as we found last story. Get with the thumb. Get out. Yeah. Superman then heads over to where the boys are performing robberies and intervenes to prevent each of them from getting arrested. He takes them all to their tenement and tells them how Gimpy double-crossed them. But Superman is unaware that Gimpy's hiding in the shadows listening and has decided to shoot the boys. However, Superman is able to get in the way of the bullet. He grabs Gimpy and throws him into the river. One of the boys, Nick, takes this opportunity to hit Superman in the head with a wrench. Unharmed, Superman grabs the four boys and jumps up to a telephone wire where he threatens to drop them. When he returns them to the ground, he discovers that his feats of strength have changed their opinion of him. They agree to start being clean and honest. Superman decides that the reason the boys turned out like they did is because of the slums they live in. He reads a story about a cyclone in Florida that destroyed a bunch of houses. Apparently, the government plans to replace them with modern housing. He tells the boys to tell everyone in their neighborhood to vacate their houses with all of their valuables. He breaks down all the houses in the slum area. National Guard troops arrive on the scene and start shooting at Superman. He jumps several city blocks away in order to elude them, but then gets them to send, which his eluding them gets them to send bomber planes after him. All of this accelerates the demolition and wreckage of the tenements. During the next weeks, the wreckage is cleared. Emergency squads commence erecting huge apartment projects, and the slums are replaced by new low-rent housing. Superman is meanwhile officially a wanted fugitive, although secretly admired by Chief Burke and many cops. Wow. So, Stephen, what did you think of that one?
This wound up being probably the most bizarre Superman story I have read so far.
In the
eight issues now that we've read, this one is just the most bizarre because Superman is a guy that just tries to do the right thing. He's always righting wrongs but his decision making process in this issue just befuddles me because it's almost like, here's the thing. I could almost understand Captain Marvel doing this because Captain Marvel is a little boy who has superpowers.
Right. Yeah.
And that's who he's acting like in this issue. It's like, all right, first I'm going to help these young boys. Cause obviously they don't deserve to be in jail. They're being manipulated by just low rent crime boss basically. And that's almost the only thing he got right in the entire story, because he decides he's going to help him. Great. Bravo, Superman. That's probably the right thing to do. How he decides to help him, he tries to scare him straight by dancing on freaking telephone wires and jumping on telephone wires, but that seems to work, which is even more bizarre. And then, yeah, the whole idea of, well, hey, if the government's going to build affordable housing for everybody who got their homes destroyed in a natural disaster, then I'm going to do the same thing. And the best part of that was when the National Guard shows up and start firing at him. And he's just like, hey, whatever, man, you want to just whatever, I'm just going to keep doing what I'm, you do what you do, I'm going to do what I'm doing. And they're just sitting there shooting at him as he's destroying buildings. It's really funny. It's really bizarre issue.
Panel four. I just want to point out, dude's mom has she's had a difficult life.
Yes.
And it's written just all over her face.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
Difficult. Red boots. Supes has red boots here.
Yep.
And I believe this is the first appearance of super hearing.
I think it is. Yes.
So
I made a mental note of that.
Those are two quick things that I noted here. He still has the big S chevron and S letter, yellow chevron, yep. Yellow S, yellow fill in between the whole thing.
Yep. The whole thing's yellow.
It's yellow.
And it's a triangle.
I thought it was curious here on 13, panel 13, he's just hanging off the side of the building, kind of like Spider-Man would or something like that.
Yeah.
He's just
yeah.
Got his one paw up there on the eave of the building, and he's just chilling. You know, he does his Iron Cross imitation with the one arm, and he's just holding himself up.
Yeah.
But yeah, the we'll get new housing by raising everything that is here.
Yeah, that's not how it works, Superman. I'm sorry.
I'm just wow. Just okay. Yeah.
A cyclone or a hurricane or something like that destroying houses. That's one thing. That's what they consider an act of God. You know, that's not a person that's just decided to wreak havoc upon a town. If I drove a bulldozer through every house in my frickin' town, the government's not going to come in and rebuild their houses. It's just not going to happen.
No, but they will send the National Guard out to you.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that part was accurate.
Yes.
But yeah, the end result of what will occur there as far as how the government will respond in total. Yeah, no, I don't think that's.
Yeah, it's not how it works.
The first real usage of any kind of military. It's one thing to have the men here with the what are those called? Doughboy helmets, the World War One looking helmets and the rifles. But the airplanes.
Yeah.
You know, Superman made them so angry that they called in an aerial bombing or aerial bombing wing is what they say, a squadron of aerial bombers. Wing to the attack. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
So he's raising, you know, I don't know, however many city blocks, and the ground troops can't do it, so they send in the Army Air Force.
Yeah. And you know what? I'll be honest with you. This is typically the kind of story that I would really be into had it been written well. Because when you have a superhero or your main character who is the whole idea is that they're doing the right thing. They're doing something that seems, you know, as far as society is concerned, it's bad, but he's doing it for all the right reasons. And because of that, the government has turned against him and the military is after him and they're trying to bomb him with an airplane. And that's the kind of story I'd be like, oh my God, look at what Superman's doing and he's got to fight back and all this stuff. And I'd be totally into it. But for the reason why this is happening, it's like, no, you made the wrong choice this time, Superman. You came into this with all the right reasons and then made all the wrong choices on how to fix those. I also want to point out, I meant to do this in the last episode because I don't quite remember these in any to this style in the previous issues, but we again in this issue we have we got the 8-panel grid. It's set up just the same as the previous issue, but we have the opening page that has like the big panel on top, the title panel, I guess I'll call it, because it's got the Superman title, and then it has something happening in the panel that doesn't really have anything to do with the rest of the story. But then there's this description box that kind of says the same thing that the box said in the previous issue. They just say it a little differently. And it's like, I'm really interested now to see how many times they can do this differently in each episode or in each issue. So like this one says, leaping over towering buildings, rending steel in his bare hands, lifting incredible weights high overhead, impervious to bullets because of his unvulnerability, tough skin, racing at a speed hitherto unwitnessed by mortal eyes. These are the miraculous feats of strength which assist Superman in his one-man battle against the forces of evil and oppression. So, you know, I think for most of us who grew up with Superman, we're kind of used to that faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. This is like, feels like that's where that kind of started, because they're saying the same thing. They're just being a little bit more long-winded about it before somebody finally came along and said, look, we can say this, we can compress this just a little bit more and get to the point a little faster.
We can be more succinct.
Yeah, exactly.
Mr. Bendis, we can,
yes.
That's a
decompressed panel right there. We can do that in fewer words.
The Superman Super Show will return after these messages.
It's finally here. Stop into Menards for amazing Black Friday deals. A 54-inch giant snow tube is only $9.99 each. Ladies' slippers are just $6.99 a pair. And a men's heated jacket is $49.99. Ah, there's so many great Black Friday deals. I can't list them all. You'll have to hurry to Menards while supplies last to get these and many more Black Friday deals. Sail good Black Friday through December 1st. See Menards.com for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Shop the best Black Friday weekend deals up to 70% off only at Tanger Outlets. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Coach, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and hundreds more. Find something for everyone on your list during our biggest sale of the year. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Stores open at 6 a.m. Black Friday. Get your savings at Tanger.com.
And now, back to the Superman Super Show.
And these are all things we've actually seen him do.
Yes.
Yep. So it's not like they're using anything flowery to give you images of you know, whatever, how strong or fast or whatever Superman is. No, these are all actual things so far that we have seen him do, and they're just like listing them. His powers are something he's done. So, yeah.
It's like the new reader panel. That's what that is.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, they don't retell his origin, but they're basically letting you know just in that one panel, this is the guy you're reading about. This is what he can do here. And now here we go. I also wanted to point out, I don't know if you caught this, but look at panel number 26. Where Superman is pulling the phone out of the wall, where
six. Okay.
Gimpy is trying to call the police. There are a couple of panels. 17 is the same. He looks very much like Michael Richards.
Okay.
Kramer from Seinfeld.
Right.
But if you've ever seen either movie, UHF, the Weird Al Yankovic movie.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Richards plays a janitor in that. And that, I mean, if I didn't know that this story was written and drawn years before probably Michael Richards was even born, I would say that they were using him as a reference for that panel, that side view, that profile of this guy. Because I swear to God, if you go out and watch certain scenes in UHF, that's, you're going to see that and you're going to be like, holy crap, that looks exactly like Michael Richards. I couldn't help but notice that. And it's, you'll also see it a little bit in Transylvania 65,000, where he plays, I think, a, a groundskeeper or a butler or something in that movie. But yeah, I had to point that out because anybody who has probably watched UHF as many times as I have, if you look at that panel, I'm sure you'll agree with me.
Here also, starting right about here, he's being rather physical with Gimpy. He shoves him away by the face here.
Yeah.
He punches him, slamming him against a wall across the room.
Yep.
He hits him so hard. Then he grabs him up by the collar and dumps him in a bucket of tar. Where are they? Mm-hmm. They're just inside. Why this dude has an open bucket of an open barrel of tar in his place. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I mean, he runs a junk shop. Not sure what a barrel of tar has to do with running a junk shop.
Yeah, I don't know. We'd have to travel back to the 1940s and see, you know, if they had those.
And that very next panel, 33, of Superman running from, you know, with the town in the background, it just that looks very funny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's shot of him running.
Yeah, the drawing of him in the act of running. Yeah, the angle and everything, and it looks kind of off. It looks kind of uncoordinated.
That is a panel, and there has been a couple panels here and there in some of these stories, even in the last issue that was penciled by Wayne Boring, where I can totally see Mike Allred, his influences, how a lot of this stuff influenced the way Mike Allred draws and creates comics. Cause that almost, to a certain extent, that panel feels like a Mike Allred panel. And there are certain panels that I noticed in the last issue, and I didn't bring it up, that the facial expressions of people, which just, it's just very, you know, you can really see that he was heavily inspired by this era.
So you think that means he probably has read these stories?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I think I'm fairly certain he's a big Superman fan.
Okay.
You know, they did a Madman Superman crossover. And then he's got a Superman book, miniseries coming up. So,
Okay.
The very next page, the panel of him with, can't remember this kid's name, Box Ears, with Box Ears under his arm as he's running. That's a pretty funny panel. He carries him for a number of panels, and then
there's four of these kids that he's rescuing, and that's what he does. He saves one and tucks him under his arm, and saves the next and tucks him under the other arm, and then saves the third and does the same. And it's like, you know, there is a panel later on, where 52, where he's got two kids under one arm and two kids under the other, and he's running, you know, from right stage to left stage on the panel. Yeah. And it's like, it's just.
Panel 73 is just, it's a front facing shot of him holding all four of them. And it's just like, their little faces.
Little circles out under with the faces drawn on them. Yeah.
Just great.
That's he's carrying stuff around four circles with smiley faces on them. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And the you know, thank God in this case for some of this narration, because a couple of those panels where he's on the telephone wires there, panel 72, for example, I would have no idea what he's doing. It's like, because he's flipping around and stuff, and I'm like, what is he doing in that panel? And that he Superman has some very strange ideas when it comes to torture. Well, the second issue in a row that he's tortured somebody, he's
torturing people,
and the way he does it. Oh, and then if you notice, what is that panel? It's the previous page. I can't make out these. It might be 64. He's got another human javelin.
Oh yeah, getting ready to throw him in the river. Yeah. Yeah, the second time he's used that particular technique.
Yeah.
I wonder, you know, nowadays they draw on the artist, the original is what, 11 by 17, right? And then they shrink it to comic book page size. I wonder what the practice was here.
Yeah. Yeah, because it's like the smaller the figure, I wonder how big that page started out when
you lose a lot of detail. Yeah. So I'm like, I hope that this size that we're seeing isn't the size they had to draw these.
Yeah.
Because, you know, a lot of times that's pretty impressive, but it also means, you know, like I said, that there are times that you just lose a lot of detail.
Yeah, it would make a lot of sense as far as some of the detailing on a lot of the faces in these books. You know, if the pages were starting out already small, it would make a lot of sense. The whole style of art for that time would make a lot more sense.
I mean, even if they started at 8.5 by 11 and shrunk it down, you know.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I've never studied anything about the newspaper work enough to know how big they start those pictures, all the classic guys with the classic strips and all that, you know, how that technique is done. I have no idea.
So I have a favorite panel in this one and then a favorite sequence.
Okay.
My favorite panel is, let's see here. Some of these panel numbers aren't as easy to find.
Yeah, they don't work as well as previous issues.
Matter of fact, I think this page I'm looking at doesn't have panel numbers at all. So I'm not seeing any panel numbers here. It's the panel where the National Guardsmen confront Superman and they tell him to stop or we'll shoot. And Superman's response is, shoot if you must, but after you've had your fun, go away before I get annoying.
Okay. Yeah.
I find that very funny. That's my favorite panel. And then my favorite sequence comes before that. It's actually what leads to the panel 64, where he throws the guy in the river. The three panels previous to that, 61, 62, and 63, I think this is the first time we really see Superman being faster than a speeding bullet. And it's, you know, I think they do a good job. There's so many things in these stories they just skip through and speed through over a number of panels, you know, and this one, they take the time for three panels. So everybody fully understands that what he is doing, you know, he was behind the gun when it was fired and he is able to move so fast that he races the bullet and manages to get to box ears before the bullet does, and then is able to stand in front of it and deflect, you know, stop the bullet from hitting the target. I found those three panels very interesting.
I like the middle panel the best of those three.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, where he's actually racing the bullet.
Yeah, they're both coming at you at the camera. The bullet, little dot over here with speed lines, but Superman running. And he doesn't look anywhere near as goofy as he did in one of the previous panels running.
And taken on its own, if you just looked at that panel all by itself without any narration, you might, you know, I don't understand exactly what's going on there. He's running. There's a cloud chasing him. I don't know. But once you realize what it is, it's like, wow, that's actually very well done, because you know, for what it is, he's literally racing a bullet. And there it is there next to him with the puff of smoke behind it and the motion lines. It's a very nice panel.
Yep. Make sure, you know, it would be cool to ask the artist, is this truly what you envisioned? Or if this is as close as you could get, you know, let's transport them to now. Now draw this panel with the kind of tools we have. What is in your head when you're doing this, you know, now with our tools? Be interested to see if everything that they wanted to do was actually what was on here or not.
Yeah. And then of course the story turns out just the way Superman was hoping it would turn out. The government builds the huge apartment blocks with splendid housing conditions. The police chief tells Clark that, of course, we have to apprehend Superman. Off the record, I think he did a great job. I agree with everything he did. But, of course, he's public enemy number one.
Superman was ultimately responsible for the construction of Cabrini Green. And that's kind of a deeper cut for those of you in the not in the Chicago area. Feel free to look that up. I'm not even sure if Cabrini Green exists anymore, if it's been torn down. But I lived in Chicago, and it had a notorious history.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Chicago, man. I've only been there twice in my life. Yeah.
7 years. The first seven on the planet I was in Chicago.
Both times I went were for the convention.
Comic book? C2E2? Okay.
No, this was before C2E2. This was
The Chicago comic, but yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so anything else you want to point out?
Well, we get another, the very last panel, we get another exercise so that kids can basically learn superpowers, and this is to acquire super vision, super strength, super vision. And you just basically have to first glance at a distant object, then glance at a close object, and then repeat that. And if you do that a few minutes every day, soon you'll be able to peer more distantly than any of your friends. I don't know if that's based in any science.
That sounds kind of specious to me. Right. I'm not sure if I'd be willing to go along with that one or not.
Yeah. But that's and of course the kid, apparently by doing this, you lose all your hair because he goes from a full head of hair to just a strip of hair going on.
I'm not sure why you're willing to give up one for the other, I guess. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
And also, one last thing, since we're looking at this page, the third and fourth panel on this page, the looking down at the top of Superman where the bombs are falling, and then you see the ruins of the slums afterwards. Looking at those two panels and then thinking of the art that we got in the previous issue, there is, when it comes to the people, not a huge difference between Joe Shuster and Wayne Boring. I think they're both both very skilled at drawing people. When it comes to backgrounds, Joe Shuster doesn't really quite have the chops of a Wayne Boring.
I don't think, not like this. No.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I've never really looked up. I probably should. What, you know, Wayne Boring was doing before now. Illustrated for something, or you know what his career was.
And that's all I got to say about this one.
All right, then we do want to thank everyone for listening to this episode of the Superman Super Show. If you want to drop us a line, you can do that at thesupermansupershow@gmail.com. This will be linked in the show notes as well. If you want to help the show in some way, you can rate us on Apple Podcasts or any of the podcatchers that you use, should they have the ability to rate shows. Or if that is, more than you really want to get into, then just try telling somebody else about the show. We're a couple fun guys. We talk about some fun books, fun character, and, you know, just tell somebody that you know of a fun comic book podcast that they might be interested in. So, till next week, I'm Ed, and this is me saying goodbye. Goodbye. And here's Steven. I think he wants to say goodbye as well.
You know, I was sitting here through that entire thing, and I knew this part was coming up, that I was going to have to say goodbye. And I was trying to think of something funny and just couldn't. So instead, I'm wasting everybody's time by explaining why I'm not being funny.
I tell my wife all the time, when you try to be clever, you usually fail.
Yeah.
It's just that, you know, top of the head kind of thing that is clever. Otherwise, if you push it, it doesn't work. So just don't.
Tried the same thing in the opening and just came out as hello.
Nothing came to mind, so I'll just leave that laying there, and you know, we'll pick it up next time.
So I'll say goodbye.
All right. Talk to you guys later. Ciao.
We want to thank you for listening to this episode of the Superman Super Show. Questions and comments can be directed to the Superman Super Show at gmail.com. If you enjoyed the show, you can help to boost our presence online by leaving a rating or review on your favorite podcast app. The Superman Super Show is a presentation of Stephen or Else Media. For more nerdy content just like this, check out StephenOrElse.com or just use the link in your show notes. Superman is a registered trademark of DC Comics and was created by Jerry Siegel and Joe Shuster.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.
Superman's bad. I mean, he was bad.
It's finally here. Stop into Menards for amazing Black Friday deals. A 54-inch giant snow tube is only $9.99 each. Ladies' slippers are just $6.99 a pair. And a men's heated jacket is $49.99. Ah, there's so many great Black Friday deals. I can't list them all. You'll have to hurry to Menards while supplies last to get these and many more Black Friday deals. Sale good Black Friday through December 1st. See Menards.com for details.
Save big money at Menards.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.